USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes scheduled for Thursday after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggested a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heighten security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they're taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells CNN the threat is credible and that the date March 4th is significant to those implicated.
This threat is credible and it's real. It's a right-wing militia group that believes that the original inaugural date was March 4th until the 20th Amendment passed. They think this is the true inauguration day and that President Trump should be inaugurated tomorrow. And that is the threat we face right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A prominent Republican senator says Democrats are selling the country a bill of goods with the COVID relief package. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to limit a provision in the bill that would send $1,400 checks to many Americans. The cutoff for individuals will now be those making $75,000 or less and $150,000 or less for couples filing jointly. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Tuesday that he was lifting the state's mask mandate and ending all restrictions for all businesses next week, becoming the biggest state to roll back its coronavirus restrictions. But Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that infection rates are still too high to pull back. The head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CNN that lifting restrictions at this time is ill-advised.
What you want to do is get down to a low enough baseline so that when you do pull back on the public health measures, that you won't have a surge, because when you have a level of virus that's low enough, as you get these little blips, you can contain them. In addition, we have every single day that goes by, every week, we get more and more people vaccinated. So now's not the time to pull back. Now's the time to really crush this by doing both public health measures and accelerating the vaccinations like we're doing. So that's the reason why I said a moment ago that it's ill-advised. It's not arbitrary, it's not empiric, and it's based on scientific data.
And New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone is taking a medical leave of absence after having surgery Wednesday to have a pacemaker installed. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said the surgery went well and that Boone is recovering, and that his 47-year-old manager may be back to work in a few days.
You know, just the way he communicated with me, put me at ease, that, you know, if he's good, you know, I felt my takeaway was if he's really in a good place, then I'm in a good place, and, you know, because all I care about is him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.